Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emission Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car's needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. We believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special of $17.95 for an oil change. You heard that right, $17.95. That price has not changed since 2016, folks. $27.95 for synthetic. Matt Weber, my buddy, happy cars, happy owners. Say hi to Matt for me, will you? Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. It was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm, offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. You can give them a call or contact them at North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. We take great pride in providing you and your guests fun, safe, and affordable transportation. You can visit them online at mwc.limo or call them at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. The Dolly McCarthy Show is celebrating 6.5 years on the airwaves. Hello to everybody on WCKG 1530 AM, Tewaville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, and 1010 News Talk. Please follow the show on Twitter at Good Dolly Show, Facebook, we've got The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook, and on Instagram, The Dolly McCarthy Show. Get more information and facts, the facts, ladies and gentlemen, right there. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. If you mention The Dolly McCarthy Show, your first dance lesson is absolutely free. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. You heard that right. No contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. Check out Bricconi's.com, and if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show when you're there for a visit, go in there. Don't forget to order my favorite, the special. It'll be your favorite, too. I promise you. I promise you that. When I first heard about that pizza, I've told the story before. They told me what it was, and it didn't sound very good to me. So I said, I think I'll pass. Well, the Normans were with me. My friends, the Normans, they're out in Naperville. And they said, we'll try that. They have a lot more faith than I do. And the owner said, you're going to love it. And I was like, no, let's just take my regular cheese and sausage pizza. But I did happen to taste my very generous friends, the Normans, Beth and John. And it was fantastic. So get the special. And speaking of special, if you are a military, if you're a military personnel or a veteran, and you happen to stop by Bricconi's, mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and you get a free dessert or a beverage of your choice on the house. Well, it sounds good on me. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org. And finally, thank you to Sullivan's, my friends over at Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivansSteak.com.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yes, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the good show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. It is a good show today. We are going to be talking about your health. You know, before I dive into all of that, I want to do a shout out to the Paramount Theater putting on the new production, Newsies. It's the Disney's Newsies. It's a Broadway musical playing now at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. Check it out. Good reviews. Apparently, the opening night was a smash. Check out ParamountAurora.com. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it. But Jim Cordy over there, that artistic director, never disappoints. Check him out. I told him I would do a plug. And it's not a plug. It's a pleasure to do because there's just so much talent and entertainment variety. And it just blows me away what they've done over at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. They've come a long, long way and have maintained an excellent reputation. I'm going to go see the Irish House Party. They're not playing in America. Did I tell you? I'm headed to Ireland on Saturday. I'm going to love it. Don't laugh at me. I'm just having fun. I was in an Irish pub the other night after I was shooting my scene in Chicago. Mad. I'm all over the place. I just got so much going on here. After I shot my scene at Chicago Med, it was so fun, but you know, I needed to chill out a little. And I met up with some friends at the Harp and Fiddle in Park Ridge. And sitting next to me was a fella from the old sod. Such a cute accent. He said to me, I told him where I'm going this weekend. So this weekend I'm going to Ireland. He goes, no kidding. You're kidding me. You're gonna love it. You're going to love it, Dolly. That's what he said to me. Love it. I just love the way he said that. I'm heading to the old sod, the Emerald Isle, on Saturday with my friends from Park Ridge and my son, too. This was a trip of a lifetime right now for Ireland, for me. Who knows when I'll ever get back there, but this is it. Coming this Saturday, the 21st to the 28th. We've got a great group going. We're heading to Dublin. It's our first stop. And then off to Galway. I think it's Connemara. Connemara. I have a friend whose family's in Connemara. So maybe I'll ask around. Any O'Flaherty's here? I'll have everybody in the village will be waving their hands. We're heading then to Cliffs of Moher and then Killarney to Dingle Peninsula. Yep. Maybe we'll see some people in Castle Gregory there too. And then to, I hope I'm saying it right, Cashel, and then back to Dublin. I'm going to definitely kiss the Blarney Stone. There ain't no doubt about it. I'm doing it. I may come back with all kinds of warts on my lips, but I'm doing it. So gross. Tipperary, that's where we're going too. And the Rock of Cashel. I hope I'm saying it right. Dublin Bay. We're going to go to the Irish Immigration Museum. We're going to go to the Guinness Museum. We're going to go to Celtic Crystal. Connemara. Marble. Who knows? Maybe I'll bring some marbles home. You could always use another marble in the house. So it'll be a good time. Food's included. I'm getting breakfast every morning, except one morning they told me. So it'll be a good time. I'm looking forward to having some fish and chips. And we're staying at the Fitzpatrick's Castle Hotel. So tune in. I'll fill you in 2 weeks. I'm off next I'm going to be in Ireland. I'm not going to be doing the show live in Ireland. Maybe another time I'll do that. So we're going to be touring the heart of Ireland. I cannot wait to see my friends across the pond. Is that what they say? Do they still say that? Across the pond? And on the old side. All that's good stuff. We're heading to the Imperial Hotel. Get ready. But I will tell you this. I'm excited, though, because I'm going to meet up with Declan Quinn. You may remember him. He was on the show around St. Paddy's Day time. They were in Chicago. They did a show at the Rue Theater in Crystal Lake. Am I saying it right? Rue? Yeah, Rue Theater in Crystal Lake. And we went to it, and it was a blast. Declan Quinn, we're coming at you. We're going to find the Irish House Party in Dublin. Declan, you told me to look you up when I get there. It was this band, the Irish House Party, is consistently voted as one of the top 10 things to do in Dublin. So I'm going to be there. And when Declan comes back into Chicago, we're going to have him back on the show, of course. So looking forward to that. If you missed this year's trip, don't worry. We're going to have another trip next year. We're not sure if it's going to be Ireland or Italy. You'll have to stay tuned for that. You know? How about those Cubbies? Last week, let's see, last Friday, they went to Wrigley. Yeah, was it last Friday? Playing the last place team. We thought this would be an easy one. You know, last place team, Chicago Cubs. Still got all the good guys on there. And boy, was it a game. What? It was a nail biter. I think broke some records. There were, what was the total? The score at the end was 17-8. Cubs won. There was a time during the game where we didn't think they were going to win. But, you know, I think after, you know, the 15th run, we were pretty sure we were going to win. 5 home runs, 1 grand slam. Amazing. The grand slam was by, let me see if I can remember this now. It's a 50-year-old lady doing this show now. Okay, you have to bear with me. Be patient now. Does anybody remember grand slam? Isn't that terrible? I can't remember. Wait a minute. I'm going to have to look it up. This is really bad. I think it was Chris Bryant. I think so. I'm not quite sure. Anyway, all right. I promised you a good show today. You'll have to Google that. But what a great, great game. Was anybody at that game Friday night? Friday afternoon, about 3:30. Game ended about 7:30. Great game by our Chicago Cubs. That this week, I don't know if you guys have been following along. Have you been paying attention? we do have a guest coming on. I'm waiting for our guest to call. And we're going to talk about something really important. But I'll just fill you in. This week, I did shoot a role, my scene, for Chicago Met. Pretty darn exciting, let me just tell you. I'm not going to tell you my character. I'm not allowed to. I signed, I swore to secrecy until the show airs. But it's going to air October 16th. 8 o'clock, NBC. It's one of those combo shows. So Chicago PD and Chicago Fire and Chicago Med are all going to be in one show together. It's a combination. So even better. More people will see it. So how fun is that? I'm in that one. Guess what I'm playing? Can you guess? I'm not sure. What do you think? What do you think it is? Can you guess? Can you guess?
Hey, this is Vanilla Ice, and you're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show. Holla and pop your collar.
And pop your collar.
Folks, this is Joe Diffie, and you're listening to my friend, The Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, so you'll have to find out more about that later. You got to watch the show. But yes, I made my TV acting premiere coming up, Chicago Med, October 16th. It's a Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, NBC. Funny, my last time on the air was at NBC on the weekend in Chicago. Too funny. Anyway, you know, I told you about this at some point in the past year. I celebrated my 50th. Y'all saw that. What a celebration that was. But months before that, you didn't know that I was diagnosed with osteoporosis, okay? I was. I'm an osteo girl. That's what my doctor said. Osteoporosis. And he looked me straight in the eye. This is last January. How it happened was last December, my son was graduating from University of Wyoming. I went out there with my sister, and my son's father was there, and he said to me, "Boy, you're looking shorter these days." I'm like, "Well, wow, that's quite a compliment." And my sister's, and I said, "You know what? Come think of it, I was at my doctor in December, and he said I shrunk an inch." But he didn't say it. The nurse did that was checking me in. But then I got distracted with all the other stuff, and nothing was ever said about that. So my sister said, "Hey, that's not normal. You need to go back to that doctor and find out what's going on, because you could have osteoporosis." I said, "Nah, I'm sure the lady just, you know, she measured me too quickly and she was off." Well, thank God she encouraged me to go back to the doctor. So the story now goes, I'm doing all I can to fight back and get my bones strong again. I mean, how could this have happened? I thought I ate healthy and worked out. I lifted weights. You're supposed to lift weights when you get old. But never mind the past. What are you doing now? What am I doing now to prevent this from happening or getting worse? Or what can I do to tell you to prevent this from happening to you? So we're talking about osteoporosis and how I was recently, well, January, diagnosed with it. And I'm on medication once a week. I take this medicine to my doctor tells me within a year, I'll be fine. My bones will be strong again. Isn't it interesting? I mean, let's talk about being 50, growing older, and solutions to help keep your health on track. You know, saying, grow old, may the best is yet to be. Not kidding. This is where it's at now, enjoying 50. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. So one of the things that I learned with osteoporosis is you gotta, you know, take your calcium, you take your medicine that your doctor prescribes. It's serious. As you get older, especially in your 50s, you lose the estrogen going through menopause, and that depletes your bones. Well, I didn't know any of this stuff, okay? And shame on me. You should know this stuff. However, you know, maybe we can have doctors that sit us down and talk really about, if they had time, to tell us really what it is that we could experience. Well, I want to play you a video that I found not too long ago that sums up what osteoporosis is and how serious it is and what happens inside our bones. And then we're going to get to our first guest. We'll talk more about it. But listen in. I got to rewind this. Hold on, guys. I don't think it's working. Hold on a second.
But that's a fractured truth.
Hold on, everybody. It'll come. I think it's the audio is in my headphones. Hold on one second. We're going to get it. I'm going to get it up. I promise you. It's important. Can you hear it? Hold on. It's not playing. I can't get it up. Let's try this one more time. All right, hold on. This is going to sound funny, but we're going to try it.
People may think that osteoporosis is an old lady disease, something that only senior citizens get who shrink and end up stooped over. But that's a fractured truth. There's more to osteoporosis than that. True, older people are more prone to fractures. But osteoporosis affects millions of people, including women in their 50s, when many women go through menopause. If you're a woman over 50, osteoporosis shouldn't be taken lightly. It's a serious disease that can lead to serious fractures. Let's take a deeper look at the truth behind osteoporosis. So what is osteoporosis exactly? It's a progressive disease that lowers the density of bones, making bones weaker, more brittle, and more likely to fracture over time. If you have low bone density, your bones are more porous or less dense. you might be surprised to learn that osteoporosis affects more than 8 million women over the age of 50 in the U.S. A fracture caused by osteoporosis is estimated to occur every 15 seconds in this country, making it one of the leading public health problems. Let's talk more about fractures. In the beginning of this video, we talked about height loss. Height loss can be caused by spinal fractures.
All right, all right.
Some people may not even realize
you get the idea here.
Fractures, but they can sometimes have those symptoms.
I don't know how to do it.
Spinal fractures can also lead to kyphosis, which is hunching at the back. But many people...
All right, here we go. So the video goes on and on, talks about your bones and breaking of the bones and what you're going to do to prevent it and, you know, stay healthy. And so I have been, like I said, taking calcium and this medicine that my doctor put me on for osteoporosis. But I was recently reading about bone broth and how I should be taking it. And someone introduced me to a bone broth from Lono Life, and I hope I'm saying it right, but I have someone from Lono Life on the phone. She's Jessie Coltis. I believe that's how you say her name. I'm going to make sure I got it right. She's the co-founder of the, you know, the bone broth itself. Jessie, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Jessie, it's a man.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
I was expecting a woman. Hey, no problem at all. Jessie, did I say your name right? Last name? I didn't get the sex
Jessie
right.
Coltis,
the male.
Thanks.
Coltis, how are you? Hey, thanks for coming on the show and talking about Lono Life.
Yeah, happy to be here.
When did you start this company?
Well, I started the company along with some co-founders in January of 2016. And so we've been doing this for a couple of years now, and it's going really well.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, okay, so let's just get right to it. You put out a product, it's bone broth. Everybody's heard of that. I've gotten some of those packages of bone broth. It's not pleasant to eat or drink, I should say. They're not tasty at all, especially if you get the low sodium one. But tell us what makes your product different than the other ones that are on the market. And then we're going to get into, you know, more health benefits of bone broth, but let's talk about your product, how it's different than the others.
Yeah, well, I think you hit right on it that there's two main problems with bone broth. We all know it's healthy for us, but it's a real pain to make. If you were to make this in your kitchen, it could take you a day or 2 days because you have to boil the bones for so long and you make a mess. And then the other problem is if you buy it from most store brands, it tastes really bad. And even though it's really good for you, it's hard to stick to things if they taste bad. So what
it
we
really
wanted
is
to do with our company. Yeah. So what we wanted to do with Lono Life was fix both those problems. So we cook the bone broth for you, and then we dehydrate it. So that cuts out all the time. You just add water to our powder, and you've got bone broth in a few seconds. And then we took 2 years to flavor this stuff really well. We experimented just forever. And so we think we have the best tasting bone broth on the market.
Yeah. And what is it exactly? It's just stuff. You have the powder, and you add water to it. What is in that powder? Not bone pieces. What's in that bone? Why do people want to have that or take that in?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I think the first thing to understand is that dried soups are real soups that just had the water taken out. So we use the same process that people use to dehydrate whey for whey protein. And so when you rehydrate our product, it's just like you had cooked it in your kitchen. There's no difference. But the main benefits are still the same. People are drinking bone broth because it's a collagen-rich food, and research shows that collagen is an excellent ingredient to improve skin, hair, and nail health, and then even bone health as well.
Yes, that's why I take it. And it's also good for your joints as well. And
yep.
Collagen, why is it important to have collagen? Collagen is... you know, besides the women, you know, for your skin. Help me out here. What is collagen? I'm not the expert.
No,
why,
of course.
Why do we need more collagen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, collagen is a protein, and collagen is the most abundant protein in the human body. And proteins are made of amino acids. And what's interesting about collagen is it's rich in some amino acids that other protein sources aren't. So So if you read the labels on a good collagen supplement, you'll see things like proline and glycine. And those are really the secret ingredients that makes bone broth so healthy.
Mm-hmm. And then is it true that you just can't get enough of bone, the bone broth, the health, the collagen protein or the bone broth in just, even if you ate really healthy every day? Why is that? We're just not getting enough of it. We have to take a supplement or bone broth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's from, collagen is derived from animal sources. So when you drink our chicken bone broth, you're getting chicken collagen. And just the way most of us eat, we typically don't eat the parts of the chicken that are rich in collagen. And that's really, you know, from the tougher parts of the bird. And so when you cook it down in a stock, you're just getting healthy parts of animal proteins that you just tend not to get in regular meals.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, I know there's meat bone broth and then the collagen-rich bone broth. What's the difference between the two broths, really?
There's really not that much of a difference. What you're looking for at the end of the day is collagen, and collagen comes from animals. So depending on how the product is prepared, they may list it as bone broth or they may list it as collagen. It's probably the same thing. And as long as you're getting it from, you know, a chicken or a cow source, that's all of that. Those products are really well supported by research. So I would stick to one of those two.
Mm-hmm. And the health benefits, again, of bone broth and collagen protein is, bone health, joints, it could be good for your skin and hair and nails. We know that one with collagen. But are there any other health benefits to taking this?
Yeah, I think you nailed the headline. I think collagen has just been on a tear for about 5 years because people are calling it a beauty from within product. So you didn't really see much collagen sold in the U.S. 5 years ago. Now it's almost everywhere. So that's the headline benefit. Another benefit that we haven't talked about, though, is that collagen is really easy to digest. So if you have like a milk allergy or, you know, your stomach is just a little more sensitive, collagen is really easy to break down and really soothing. So a lot of people with gut issues really like to drink bone broth as well.
Mm-hmm. And we know the gut is really important for the brain. Mm-hmm. There's a connection there with between your gut and Parkinson and Alzheimer's. So everything is, that gut is important to have a healthy gut. What mm-hmm. do you recommend that people take? How often should you take the bone broth? One cup a day? Would that give you enough benefits?
Yeah, that would do it. So if you look at some of the research, the scientific research, it's about 10 grams of collagen a day or what most of the doses are. So if you drank one serving of Lonolife a day, that would give you the most common dose that you see in the literature. So that should give you pretty immediate benefits for your skin, hair, and nails.
And what about the bones? How long would it take to get the benefit for your bones?
It probably is about the same timeline. The dosing is always still the same, about 10 grams of collagen a day. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure as you know with your experience with osteoporosis, fixing your bones is just a longer time cycle mm-hmm. than, you know, you think about how quickly your nails or your hair grow.
Yeah.
So I think you'd have long-term benefits, but the first thing you'll probably notice is those parts of the body that just turn over faster, like your skin or your nails.
You're right. Well, awesome. We've been talking to Jesse Colts, who's the co-founder of Lonolife. Lonolife is a company that produces bone broth, and they've got some varieties. You can check them out on the web, right? And Amazon has it. Is it lonolife.com? Did I got that right?
Yep, Jesse? You got that right. And then in the Chicagoland area, we're also at Mariano's, so you can check us out there.
Oh, fantastic. I was just going to say anything. Well, Fresh Thyme is awesome. Where you have it too. We have Fresh Thyme as well.
Yep.
So we'll have to check it out
in the file.
Well, fantastic. Well, we are out of time. I wanted to get into more about how you started this company, what made you do it, but we are really out of time. Really, Jesse, thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you guys got something out of it. And check it out, bone broth. It's and it's just another thing to add to you to keep us healthy and keep our bones strong. And That's those nails growing, girls, and the hair, too. Thanks, Jesse, for tuning in, for coming on, and thanks, everybody, for tuning in. That's it. We'll see you next time
Thank
on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Erin, go bra.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly.